Good morning, Rehoboth. It is so good to be in God's house this first Sunday of Advent. It is good to feel God's love and warmth through the sunshine. It is good to see each and every one of you here. Our text today comes from the prophet Isaiah in the very latter part of the book. 64, 1 through 9. I invite you to use whatever translation that you have, even on your phone, or to use the translation that I've selected, which is the Message, which will be on the screen. But listen to this most unusual passage for the first Sunday of Advent. Let us attune and attend with our hearts and minds to the ancient words of our faith. Oh, that you would rip open the heavens and descend. Make the mountains shudder at your presence, as when a forest catches fire, as when fire makes a pot boil. To shock your enemies into facing you, make the nations shake in their boots. You did terrible things we never expected, descended and made the mountains shudder at your presence. Since before time began, no one has ever imagined. No ear heard, no eye seen, a God like you who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who happily do what is right, who keep a good memory of the way you work. But how angry you've been with us. We've sinned and kept at it so long. Is there any hope for us? Can we be saved? We are all sin infected, sin contaminated. Our best efforts are grease-stained rags. We dry up like autumn leaves, sin-dried, we're blown off by the wind. No one prays to you or makes the effort to reach out to you because you've turned away from us, left us to stew in our sins. Still, God, you are our Father. We're the clay and you're our potter. All of us are what you've made us. Don't be too angry with us, O God. Don't keep a permanent account of wrongdoing. Keep in mind, please, we are your people, all of us. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God in us, for the word of God with us. Thanks be to God. I invite you to, if you will, please join me around the throne of grace in prayer. God of the ancient scriptures, God of the modern troubles, hear our prayer. Lord, in this season, as we await the coming of your Christ, prepare us. Rend our hearts, open our spirits, and Lord, mold our minds that we may see anew the grace that is coming. Make us receptive to the love. And Lord, help us to release to you all the ways that we have been separated from you. Help us, O God, to realize that we need you more than ever, that we are your people, and we are longing to be in deep connection with you. In the hustle and bustle of this season, help us to stand still, hit the pause button, and just be with you for a few moments. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Be with us now. In the name of the babe of Bethlehem, we pray. Amen. Interesting text, huh? Not your lovey-dovey, kind of warm and fuzzy Advent text. Today we begin our Advent season with the theme of all about the baby. Because, you know, this isn't about Christmas trees and bows and packages. This is the season about a child, a particular child. And so we chose the theme of all about the baby. In our hustle and bustle and our very long to-do list, we need to stay focused on what this season is all about. And it's about a child, a little baby. So this week, we ask the question, why do we need this baby, this particular baby? Why do we need this child? Why? Well, the first answer is, let's face it, the world's a hot mess. Big old hot mess, right? I mean, just look at what's going on in the news. Really? We have people of power who are using their power for self-gratification, to advance their own causes. We have the rich getting richer, and the gap between the rich and the middle class and the poor is widening. We have an earth that is being degraded at all cost. We have young boys and girls and youth who are being abducted for human trafficking. We have medications that are skyrocketing to the point that some elderly can't afford what they need to stay alive. We have relationships that are broken beyond repair. The world is a hot mess. Would you not agree? I mean, I don't even like to look at the news hardly anymore. And there are times in my own life when it feels like a hot mess. My calendar is so full, things seem out of control. There are times when I just want to throw it all up and say, here you go, God, enough. The world is a hot mess. And then God says, don't make me come down there. Right? What kind of Messiah have we been looking for? An angry, vengeful God? A God to swoop in and take care of our enemies, but not us? A God to change everybody else, but not us? Isn't that kind of what the passage in Isaiah was talking about? Oh, God, come in and take care of other folks. The time of the writing of the passage, the children of Israel were coming back from the great Babylonian exile, where they had been living for 70 years outside of Jerusalem, and they were coming back. And they were kind of blaming God. Did you catch that? Oh, God, you left us alone. That's why we sinned. You love that logic, right? It's your fault, God, that we sinned. They wanted a warrior king to come down. And sometimes in our own lives, we want a warrior king to come down, right? And get us out of the mess that we've created. We want someone to come in and straighten out the world. Someone to come in and overthrow the powers and principalities of this world and set up their own militaristic reign. You know, a baby changes everything. When a baby comes into a home, everything stops. I have two young friends, a married couple. He's a newly licensed pediatrician, and they brought home their first children, a set of twins. And he was commenting to me the other day, our lives are now different. I want to say, Austin, you're a pediatrician. Did you not suspect this? And he's like their schedule is not our schedule. I said, yeah. And he said, they already are pitting mom against dad. I said, they're like 3 weeks old. They were born the week before Thanksgiving. And I said, yes. And he says, they cry all the time. I said, you're a pediatrician. You did not know this? A baby changes everything, does it not, when it comes into your world? All of a sudden, there's more laundry than you ever thought possible. And there's no sleep. And yet, it's a miracle. A miracle of God. When you hold this child. And that's when I know there is a God. I have been privileged to be at the birth of many children. And you just hold this marvelous work of grace. And you just look into the eyes that have known the depths of God. And you see those fingers and toes and hear the cooing. Your whole world melts when you see this little child. A baby changes everything. Your perspective on life is changed. Your knowledge of who you are is changed. The world of possibilities happen right before your eyes. And you finally understand what love really is when you hold a child. You see, we have a child on the way, the Advent baby. And that baby changed everything. We need this Advent baby because the world is a hot mess, because we're hot messes. We need this Advent baby because we need this baby to change everything in our lives. We need this Advent baby to show us the way to wholeness, to show us the way to be who God created us to be. We need the Advent baby to show us grace and to give us mercy. We need the Advent baby to feed us, to tell us parables that will guide us. We need the Advent baby to come and grow into a man that will one day be placed on a cross so that he may sacrifice himself for us. And we need the Advent baby to get up out of the grave so that death can be destroyed and that we may have victory over the grave. We need the Advent baby. For without him, life has no meaning. Without him, life has no purpose. Without the Advent baby, we are lost. Our compass just spins. We need the Advent baby. We need the Advent baby as much today as when he was born in first century. The Advent baby is the only hope we have for meaning, for life, for joy. We need the Advent baby for completeness, for the anger that we may have at life circumstances, for the confusion we may have in our own hearts, for the darkness that resides deep in our souls. We need the Advent baby. For the joy that we may feel, we need the completeness of the Advent baby. There is no part of our lives in which the Advent baby is not needed. To make sense, to give us peace, we need the Advent baby. And for that I say, thanks be to God. Amen.